Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
There are certain things that you should receive in therapy and certain things you should not. We'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, The 5 Critical Things You Should Expect from Therapy. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. If this month of May we select your question for a podcast, we'll send you a free copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Today, we're hearing from Sharon, and she hails from Scarsdale, New York. And Sharon writes, Neil, I'm seeing a therapist to deal with my situation, but I'm not sure I'm getting everything I need. My therapist is very supportive, and I feel safe seeing her, but I'm not sure I'm getting any place. My situation is that I have young kids and an unsupportive husband. I find my parenting compromised because I'm so frustrated by their behavior and the criticism and lack of support I get from my husband. My therapist is telling me I should get divorced, and she's recommending I go on antidepressants. I'm not comfortable with either of those options, at least at this point. Should I get another therapist? Well, thanks for your question, Sharon. Honestly, I can't tell you whether you need to change therapists right now or not, but here are a few guidelines that we should all think about if we're going for therapy. First and foremost, of course, is that the therapist makes us feel safe, understood, and not judged. Only under very rare circumstances should your therapist tell you what to do. Generally speaking, if we're going to therapy, we are in a situation that is uncomfortable, causing us frustration and pain, and we can't see a healthy way forward. If we feel stuck, and this can happen to any of us, when we are in a stuck situation, it's hard to have perspective. So an outside professional perspective can be extremely valuable to us, and this is what a psychotherapist should provide. A way of seeing the problem and our place within the problem that can make things much clearer. Then, when the therapist has helped us gain perspective, we can think about what a healthy way forward might look like. In other words, what are some things we can do that we haven't been able to see? Now, here's the rub. Some of our options or changes in the way we deal with the situation do not come naturally to us. Otherwise, we'd probably already be doing them. Being able to make those changes will mean dealing with our own issues. For instance, if we tend not to be assertive enough in our lives, then perhaps that lack of assertiveness has participated in getting us into this position, and learning to be more assertive will be an important part of getting out. Then, of course, the next question is, why do we lack a particular skill set? For instance, why are we not assertive when we need to be? Well, a therapist should help us understand that too. Does it have to do with our basic nature, our temperament? Does it have its roots in issues from our family of origin, from our childhood? Okay, great. Now we understand that our temperament is that we tend to be easygoing, and in our family growing up, there were lots of fights, so we learned early on to avoid conflict and let others get their way. Maybe we were given recognition for being nice and accommodating, not presenting problems. that taught us that what's lovable about us is that we don't have too many needs and we don't set too many limits. Now, what do? Well, the role of the therapist here would be to help you build your assertiveness skill set. And there would be two different ways they might go about that. And maybe both. One way would be to do some healing work on the issues from your family of origin, help you understand and feel empowered that what is lovable about you is far more than being easygoing, accommodating, not having too many needs or setting too many personal limits. You are a whole person and deserve to be loved for who you are, including full expression of your needs and feelings and respect for and honoring of your limits. That would be a nice little piece of healing, wouldn't it? All right, now the second way a therapist could help would be how you apply the new skills in your day-to-day life, in the real world. Having established that you are entitled to your feelings, your needs and limits, how do you express those? How do you set your limits? You might review situations and think through with your therapist what your real feelings were about a situation and what you really wanted. How did you communicate that? Was it assertive? Or was it your usual pattern of being conflict avoidant and accommodating? In learning to set new limits, are you sometimes even harsh because when you're learning something new, it might come out awkwardly? Now, these are things that a therapist can help you think through, learn, maybe practice in the therapy hour. So, Sharon, here are a few the things we should expect from therapy. Number one, feel heard, supported, safe, and not judged. Two, offered clarity and perspective with respect to our situation, a way of seeing the problem and our place within the problem. Three, a healthy path forward, not instructions on exactly what to do, but some ideas for how you can proceed to improve the situation you're bringing to therapy. And number four, an understanding of our personal issues that support our participation in the problem. And five, finally, a therapeutic plan to help us productively address these issues. Sharon, in your situation, divorce could be an option, but not the first thing for you to focus on. Maybe if you make some changes in how you deal with your husband and children, your husband's behavior will improve. Perhaps antidepressants are an option, but maybe a more empowered self and being more hopeful will reduce your depression. Sharon, I hope this helps. If your therapist can provide this for you, terrific. If not, by all means, find a new therapist who will. So listeners, therapists and clients alike, therapy should not only be a safe place to share your thoughts and feelings, although that's paramount, and it should not offer pat solutions, such as Sharon received. It needs to provide a path forward, both in our lives and in the therapy room. It is by embracing the path forward and all the personal challenges that presents that we learn and grow. And after all, isn't that what life's all about? Hey, thanks for tuning in, everyone, and special thanks to you, Sharon, for your important question. You know, if you're enjoying and benefiting from Healthy Family Connections, I could call it HFC because everything is by letters these days. It's not KFC, it's HFC. It's much better for you. Please leave a review for me there on iTunes. And for this month of May, if your question is selected for my podcast, we'll send you a free copy of my book, Ending the Parenting Control Battle. And please, do me a favor, would you? Remember to take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.